but it's time for Wake Up Call here at the Bun Cows. We've got some people who tied one on last night who are sleeping in, and Gordo's got the wireless, and he's got the killer man with him. Come in.
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with Killer, and we're approaching... we're going to go to Corby's room first, Killer.
Yes, 103.
Now, could you detail the instruments that you have with you at your disposal?
I have a tuba.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, I only have these air horns once again. I haven't had a chance to get a musical instrument better than these, so...
We're going to go atonal, then.
Okay. And what selection of music have you prepared to gently wake Corby up with?
Really loud sounds.
Okay, but that's a particular song.
No, that's a song.
Oh, okay, it's an original composition.
And Corby should be really hungover, right?
Yeah, he hadn't been in bed that long.
And our idea is we don't want to startle someone awake with a knock on the door. We want to provide a nice little wake-up music. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to count us off or you want me to count us off?
Since it's my song, I should count us off.
Good boy.
One, two, ready?
There were lyrics.
Nice job.
Corby?
Is that me?
Corby.
Is that me?
Hey, it's Gordon from the ticket. It's Gordon from the ticket. I don't know if you heard, but there was a song that was just played. Step on out here. Can I talk to you, man? What you doing?
Well, I just woke up. I heard a tuba out there and an air horn.
Oh, that was Killer here. He's the one with the tuba.
Yeah, that. I heard that in the.
I was the one with the air horn.
I heard that in the hallway, and I woke up.
We didn't know if you could hear it through the door, but.
I did.
What time did you wake up? Just now?
I woke up when the tuba and the air horn were playing. Just so now.
How's he feeling?
How you feeling? You had quite a bit to drink last night.
I did. I feel okay. Not great.
What time did you go to bed? You were making talk like you were going to go till 3.
I did not make it till 3. I believe it was in the 1 o'clock hour when we finally... decided to shut it down.
God, you stink. You smell like a brewery. Good Lord.
I had a power hour. I had 6 beers in 1 hour and more.
You told me that your doctor told you to quit drinking. You confided in me about that last night.
Hey, Keith, look, man. I had to tell you something about my doctor.
You know me. I'm the Corbs, but the doctor told me I got to quit drinking, man. Will you help me? You asked me for your help, for my help.
But before I do, I want to drink like 8 beers in 60 minutes.
Ask him about his angry tweets.
Now, what about your angry tweets last night? Do you remember tweeting while you were drunk?
Oh, no, I don't.
There was one helpful P1 who sent you a news story that was of concern to her about a teacher mm-hmm. who had had relations with one of her male students. And you typed back a 2-word response. She's fat. Timestamp 1:33 a.m.
Well,
why were you commenting on women's bodies at 1:33 a.m.?
I can't comment on that right now, and I apologize to that young lady because that's not me. I care about the shape of humans, and I'm typically not one to denigrate their appearance.
Yeah, right. All right, do you have a joke for us? You know, Dan always has a joke.
Now I'm going to leave the joke to Dan. Hopefully this time it doesn't get dumped.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your courage.
Hey, Killer.
Courage.
Play me out, bro.
What does that mean?
I had a young dog, his name was Sam.
Right, let's go on upstairs, killer. Good job. See, Corbs.
Hey,
Corbs. Corbs, hey.
Okay. Now, what do you call this that we're going up now?
I didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
What do you call this that we're going up now?
Stairs.
Okay, let's go on up here. And you're bringing the tuba with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going into Dan's room right now. Dan notoriously sleeps very late, and sometimes he sleeps nude. Now, I think this is his room. This is the one we were at yesterday.
Yeah, he really likes Louie, so I'm going to do it again.
Oh, okay, good. Nice selection. Do you want to count us off, or do you want me to count us off?
I'm just going to play. Okay. You ready?
Ready? A one and a two and a three and a four and a five and a six and a seven and an eight and a nine.
That sounded like Fred Schneider singing the national anthem.
Man, that's loud. High. It's too high.
Hey, Dan.
Morning. How are you?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man.
I don't know if you heard a little bit earlier, but Killer and I were playing a song for you.
I feel I was pre-woken up a couple minutes ago.
Oh, gosh.
I think you were downstairs playing another song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you slept in clothes?
No, I had plenty of time to just kind of throw some on.
Oh, okay.
Pre-woken up.
Now, yesterday you gave us a few jokes.
You don't look like you showered. Since you've been
here. I've showered since I've been here. I've not showered today.
Okay. I have not showered since I've been here.
Oh, no.
Yuck.
Yeah. Roughing it.
Is that what I'm smelling right now?
Yeah, perhaps. This is roughing it, man. I mean, last night my air conditioner was too cold, so I had to turn it off. So, you understand. You're here, too.
All right, do you have any morning jokes for us today that we can let go out over the airwaves?
Yeah, I heard about that. Who's trying to censor me? Who's trying to silence my voice?
Oh, the man.
This is unacceptable. But yes, I do have one. I have some reservations about doing this bit. My kids are of an age now, and I don't know, this stuff gets back to them, and there's teachers that are P1s, so I feel like we're going to have to tone things down, if you don't mind.
He's setting us up.
So, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
I don't know, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
They are exact opposites, as it turns out. The difference between a pickpocket and the peeping Tom. One snatches your watch. And, you know, then the opposite. Play me out, killer. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right.
Campbell! Campbell!
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Morning wake-up call. You're at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Campbell. Good job, guys. Good job. Same. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.